Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The evidence does not support the Kim Davis verdict. We're going to be talking about this next development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Liberty Counsel, we filed our reply brief recently in the case of Ermold versus Davis at the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Kentucky in support of our prior request to reverse the jury verdict against former Rowan County, Kentucky clerk Kim Davis.
Yeah, this was a most unusual situation, I would think. I've never heard of this, having two juries in this courtroom at the same time listening to the same arguments.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that before?
It's very unusual.
Yeah.
For sure. And it's the situation where we had two different sets of plaintiffs.
Since we had two cases
we
here.
We had the Ermold plaintiffs, and we had the Yates plaintiffs, and they both were coming against Kim Davis, both seeking personal damages against her regarding a situation in 2015 when they sought marriage licenses and she refused to issue marriage licenses. Now, Kim refused to issue any marriage licenses. She stopped issuing all marriage licenses in part because the laws were shredded by the Supreme Court's opinion in 2015 of Obergefell versus Hodges.
Right.
And the legislature needed to fix that and act. And her particular position is regulated totally by statute. She doesn't have any actual additional powers outside of what the statutes give her. And the statutes say that she is only authorized to issue marriage licenses to people of the opposite sex, and that had not been changed. She also requested, specifically, and this is at the core of the case, religious accommodation, that irrespective of what the status is of the state law and the fact that it hadn't been fixed yet or addressed by the legislature, she is entitled to a religious accommodation so that she can opt out of issuing marriage licenses that conflict with her sincere beliefs that marriage is the union of a man and a woman.
And she received that religious accommodation when Matt Bevin became governor.
Yeah, and that was just a few months later. He was elected to office. In December of 2015 is when he actually took office. In the first week of his governorship, he issued an executive order. So just a few months after. So Obergefell came down at the end of June. This particular controversy with the licenses began in July, August. And by the end of the year, the first part of December, she got a religious accommodation. Then the next year, April of 2016, the legislature, during session, unanimously passed legislation that granted religious exemptions and accommodation to all clerks. So that should be the end of the story. These individuals did get their licenses. Kim Davis did get her religious accommodation.
But they wanted vengeance.
They wanted vengeance. And so for that little temporary period where no licenses were being issued, they have continued litigating. We've gone up to the Court of Appeals multiple times. And then we end up in this jury in 2023. And so you have two juries impaneled, one for the Ermold plaintiffs, one for the Yates plaintiffs, both requesting damages against Kim personally in her individual capacity.
Say they suffered this emotional damage and that it suffered their job, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so the Yates jury came back and they awarded zero damages. Even though the plaintiffs in that case originally asked for $300,000 in damages, the Yates jury found no basis for damages.
Because the evidence did not support the awarding of any damages.
No. And in fact, then they came back within 45 minutes, but the Ermold jury took a little longer, and they came back, and they gave them exactly what they requested, and that is $50,000 apiece for a total of $100,000. We have made the argument that the evidence presented at trial simply does not support the verdict.
Right.
Because the Yates plaintiff said, well, I have lost wages. That was their original claim. But that doesn't fly during the trial because the HR person for the local university, where one of them worked and said he was terminated because of Kim Davis, said no, it had nothing to do with Kim Davis. that person's position, and others were downsized because of budget. So no loss damages related to Kim Davis. So then what do they do? Well, but we have hurt feelings. But if you have hurt feelings, you need to present evidence that you have some real concrete emotional trauma, and they presented no evidence.
Right.
And when asked how to quantify that, they said, I don't know, that's your job, and maybe it's not worth anything. Well, frankly, it's not worth anything because it didn't present any corroborating evidence, not even medical evidence, no psychological evidence, no other corroborating evidence except for their testimony.
And that was the plaintiff in the Ermold case.
That's the Ermold case. And the jury nevertheless gave them a total of $100,000. Then, as a result of that, the judge gave the Ermold plaintiff's attorney's fees of a couple hundred thousand dollars. So now this is in excess of $300,000+ against Kim Davis personally.
Even though there's no evidence to support their awards.
So we have filed a request to the judge, Judge Bunning, the federal judge, to set aside that verdict. We'd already requested that even after the verdict came in. He denied that. But before we go up on appeal, we have to again request it, which we did. We asked for the judgment notwithstanding the verdict, and we are waiting now for a result from the judge. And if the judge upholds the verdict, then the case will go up to the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. And then from there, it has the potential to go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And on appeal, we will argue two things. Number one, that Kim Davis is entitled to religious accommodation under state and federal law, particularly the First Amendment. And number two, that Obergefell, under which this whole thing began, is wrongly decided, and the Supreme Court should reverse it and overturn it.
And this case could overturn Obergefell, which would be historic.
Yeah, because if you go back to Obergefell 2015, you have a 5-4 opinion. Chief Justice John Roberts gave the strongest dissent, and not only the strongest dissent in that case, but probably, I think, as far as I can recall, the strongest dissent ever I've ever read of a chief justice against the majority. He wouldn't even call the five a majority. He didn't call it a decision. He didn't call them justices. He referred to them as lawyers. I've never seen that before. I've never seen justices refer to their colleagues as lawyers. They are lawyers, but they're justices. So you use that as a term of respect, but they're
right.
Chief Justice used it in a way to say, look, these are just five lawyers, and they've just imposed their own opinion. It's not a legal judgment. It has no basis in the Constitution. Don't celebrate this opinion. Some people, he said, might celebrate this opinion, but you don't celebrate it because it's not in the Constitution. It's not because it's in the Constitution, because it has no basis in the Constitution.
And then you have Justice Thomas, who has since signaled that they need to reconsider this case.
Yes, and you also have Alito saying the same thing. And you have Alito most recently in a case that we'll talk about on another episode where they didn't take the case, but he again mentions Obergefell.
Right.
And he points back to his dissent in Obergefell, and he said, I warned you this kind of thing is going to happen. And in fact, Thomas and Alito have already said that about the Kim Davis case, that when it went up before requesting the court's intervention on a preliminary matter, the case wasn't finalized yet, and it was on not religious freedom, but on qualified immunity, which the court wasn't very excited about reviewing on any of these cases. A lot of these qualified immunity cases, they rejected. They didn't accept any of them, including this one. But in this one, Thomas and Alito said, this case raises significant constitutional questions, and they warned that this is what would happen when Obergefell was issued, and that this case of Obergefell needs to be reexamined in an appropriate case. This now is a case where the jury verdict is done. It's finalized. We're not in a preliminary status. And now Kim Davis, it's very clear, has been tagged with damages because of her religious convictions that she asked for and she didn't receive until the new change of governor. So this case not only has the potential to extend religious freedom to everyone in the country, not just in Kentucky with the state law there, but to overturn this wrongly decided Obergefell decision. And justices on the Supreme Court have already indicated that Obergefell, it's about time, one of these days, we need to review it because it has no basis in the Constitution. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.